Good morning, one and all. That is the, in the background in the team car, that is the exotic sound of the heaters. I think it's fair to say that although the weather forecast for this weekend is for reasonably warm 15-odd degree temperatures, I think the mornings are going to struggle now, and this morning is no different. It's getting on for 8 o'clock and I'm just in the team car threading my way out of the village of Yaxley heading towards work in Peterborough. And we have some conditions. A little bit of mist and a lot of dampness, and I suppose we're ready for it. Winter's come, the winter bike is out. I am now going single speed until the roads dry out in, well, it was about the end of May, wasn't it, this year? So yeah, all good. I think we're all ready for it. Let's get loads of clothes on and keep out there and keep riding. I think it's fair to say the road season now has come to a conclusion. There was the tour of Abu Dhabi and the Hainan tour that have been going on. But I think in the main, the road season is done. And I think this was emphasised by the European Track Championships that were on over the weekend that we enjoyed. And the first night, last night, of the London 6 day, which was punctuated by an attack in the first 5 minutes of the first event by Cav and Bradley. So, yeah, really good. Plenty of stuff still going on. There's the cyclocross as well, which for the main isn't on TV, although there was a national event from Abergavenny, easy for me to say, that was on the S4C or Welsh channel at the weekend, which I believe you can still get catch up, which featured a few of our local juniors and seniors, and some from my club, St Ives, so well done to them. So yeah, still bits and bobs going on, but we are definitely in the embers of the season, which is sad, because we're going to miss it, aren't we? The season's been fantastic, and we'll get round to doing a proper review. We're working hard on reviewing all the things that we've done. We're going with the Dave Brailsford marginal gains approach to podcasting, where we're going to sit down and have a look at what we've done well and what we've not done well over the year, and then kind of develop and come back, because we want to keep doing it. We've managed 34 of them, so we must be doing something right. So yeah, we're in that period of reflection, and I think that's the whole sort of cycling scene really at the moment. So a couple of things to kind of report on in terms of admin and things like that. We have if you like your cyclocross, and I think generally if you're buying into the Fendrian culture of Belgian beer and muddy events and bad weather and things like that, then you must. We've got the Grafenwater Cyclocross this weekend. So if you have a look at the internet, the St Ives CC website, you'll see details of how to go along. Get involved if you can. And there are still some opportunities for some high vis and some marshalling fun. So get along to that if you can. Even if you just go to watch, then that would be fantastic. But it'll be good to get along. And again, cheer on some of the local riders. Cheer on some of the people from this area of the country who, despite it being the off-season, they're still going to be there trying to put on some events and entertain you. So, yeah, good. Fennel and Clarion have been involved in quite a lot of cyclocross as well, so well done to them. Have a look on their website or Facebook page if you want to see a bit more about that. So, still some local stuff to get along and support, so do that. In terms of the pro racing now, we're kind of getting into that transfer window season, and we've had the big... Well, even though Tinkoff are folding up as a team and not carrying on, the owner of that team, Oleg Tinkoff, has still deemed himself worthy of having a right old whinge and pop about Alberto Contador. Now, say what you like about Alberto Contador and whether he's an assisted champion or a pure champion, I think it's interesting to note that Tinkoff's having a whinge about him. If the team had been going on and all of that kind of stuff, would he still be quite as bitter towards Alberto Contador? I mean, I think his record still stands up to scrutiny. It's only been in the Tour de France where he's had some pretty wretched luck over recent years since his flurry of wins that maybe he's not performed at the top level. But, you know, he's been omnipresent in Giros and Vueltas. And as he's got older as well, he's become a lot more adept at the week-long stage race and the, you know, the suicide attack, the Paris-Nice attack on Geraint Thomas, all of that kind of strategic disregard and racing on instinct. So he's certainly a one of a kind, and in many ways he's almost like the Grand Tour version of Peter Sagan, who seems to make up the rules as he goes along and doesn't subscribe to a textbook style of bike racing. So in a way, I actually would have thought that maybe Tinkoff would have been more understanding and supportive of the way that Contador raced his bike, but clearly that isn't the case. So that's a transfer that obviously it was inevitable because the team was closing. Back to the Trek brand of bikes for Contador and the Trek factory racing team that's evolved a lot since he was kind of last there as a discovery. You know, I think he left before he went to Astana, didn't he, before it became the Radio Shack team. But that evolution into Trek Segafredo, and I think he's got some good opportunities within that team. You look at some of the riders that they've got there in Bauke Mollema, in terms of big engines on the flat, like Jasper Stuyven and people that can keep him out of the wind, I think he's a good bet for a Grand Tour next year, actually, Contador. On Trek Segafredo, there was, of course, the Japan Cup at the weekend, which was the last event of the glittering career of Fabian Cancellara. Trek wore a really awesome high-vis version of their team kit for the day, which, wow, that was a beautiful kit. Bikes to match and everything. I think we'll miss Fabian. A great rider, lots of qualities, lots of decent wins. What he was the patron, the guy who, you know, had the ability to stop races if he felt that the conditions or the situations were unacceptable. And he will be remembered as one of the most winningest yellow jersey wearers never to have gone on and won the Tour de France. I think that one's interesting. He'll also be remembered as a guy that, you know, his first Tour de France stage win for Fassa Bortolo, he actually kind of did a last, it's like a Steve Cummings, but from a lot closer in, where he kind of just managed to hang off the front of the peloton as they came roaring into one of those northern French cities. Forgive me, I can't remember which one it was off the top of my head, but let's say for argument's sake it was Lille. He will be a big miss, not necessarily a force. It was actually almost at times it was quite sad watching his classic campaign this season, the puncture in Het Nieuwsblad that left him chasing on. You know, the tactical position where Stuyven was off the front in Kerner Brussels Kerner, which meant that he couldn't actually attack. And by the time we kind of got round to Flanders, and then he had a crash in Roubaix, just you kind of knew it wasn't going to happen for him. You almost felt that like it had been one year too many, but then, you know, he goes and nails it at the Olympics. So there was still plenty of fuel in Fabian's tank. So yeah, great rider until he missed. What we will do is kind of go through some of the bigger transfers as we go across the winter and get ourselves in the position where we know who's riding for who next year, and obviously a proper review of the season. If you've been following on the blog, there's been a review of my amateur, very amateur at times, season. Part one is on the blog now, http://fendrien.eu. So get along and have a read of that, and obviously share how your season's gone. Let us know how that's gone for you, how you feel it's been. So again, a little whistle stop tour, a little bit on Trek, a little bit on the 6 day, and a whole lot of 10 minutes gone really, really quickly. So with that in mind, we will bid you farewell and remind you to keep looking, keep sharing. If you can share the post that goes to this podcast on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and keep us out there in the consciousness, that helps. That helps. So thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. And we'll speak to you again very, very soon. In fact, it'll be next week. Bye-bye.